This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Monday.
Honey, I think right now we just need to read the topic. All right, everybody. Guess what? We don't have the power to live our life the way God wants us to. And you know what? Neither do y'all. But thankfully, Jesus made a way for us to plug into the power we need to take the dis out of function, you know, dysfunction, so we can live as God intended for us to live in the first place.
That's right. And we back this up from our script, from Scripture, from Romans 7, 18 through 20. And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing the wrong. It is sin living in me that does it.
Mm-hmm. Now, that whole passage that Paul was writing, it sounds very dysfunctional.
It does.
I mean, I understand where he's coming from. If you think someone that might be listening that hasn't heard of that, I'm sure they can relate to it. But it sounds just so, like, back and forth, like, you know, just craziness.
If we're truthful with each other, I mean, when we do things that are wrong, and we know it was wrong, I mean, we feel horrible about it. And whereas most people, you know, like I'm talking about, they'll walk in condemnation, which means they'll just beat themselves up over the head all day long. You know, and you go, man, I want to do the right thing, but I don't. And why do I do the wrong things when I don't want to? You know, and that's what Paul was saying here. I mean, the man that God spoke through to write 2/3 of the New Testament is looking like he's struggling with sin right now during this passage.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't want to do this, but I do it. Why do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we do also, right. You know. But what does Paul say? I'm not really the one doing it. It's sin that's living in me that does it. Mm-hmm. We're all born with a sinful nature.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we want to admit that or not, mm-hmm. we're born with a sinful nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we heard our pastor say yesterday, I mean, how many people had to teach their kids to misbehave?
Well, none.
None. We spend all of our lives trying to teach them to do good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that kind of backs up what Paul's saying here. You know what? I'm born with a sinful nature. It is what it is. I don't like it, but it is. That's what it is.
But and he didn't have the power to live any other way without who?
Without Jesus.
That's right, and so neither do we.
No, we don't. And so when we do things that are right, and we try to live in a righteous way, not a self-righteous way, but a righteous way, and want Jesus to lead us that in that path, then when we do make mistakes, you know what? That's just part of the Christian life. You fall, he'll get you back mm-hmm. up. If you look at him and say, you know what, God, I'm really sorry.
That's the key.
Yeah.
When you're really ready, when you're really sorry, when you've reached the end of yourself
yeah.
and are sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's when he'll move.
Yeah.
And he knows that better than we know ourselves when that time is.
That's exactly right. You know, and I mean, I know before I was saved, you know, if I did something wrong or whatever, I would feel bad about it. But, you know, I didn't really have the power in me because I wouldn't, you know, want to correct it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I have Jesus in me, mm-hmm. in the Holy Spirit, in his Holy Spirit within inside of me, now when something doesn't go right and I know, man, I can do better than this or this and that, I mean, I have scriptures to go to. I have accountability partners to go to. I have you as my wife to go to. I mean, we have all kinds of ways now that we can dig our way out of this. But the number one way is to repent and turn away from our sins. And if we do it again, repent, turn away from it again. You know, eventually it's gonna stop. So.
Well, and when you do give your life to Christ and you do have that power available to you like that, you can just stand back and look at yourself like I have and gone, there, that has to be God. I mean, those changes that have taken place in me when I was trying to do them on my own, I had maybe a little bit success, but not long term, not nothing that would last long.
Yeah.
But it's different this time. And then your faith goes through the roof because you realize this is God. This has to be God.
That's right.
And it's a personal experience. But boy, when he moves in you like that and all the things you've tried all of your life don't work and all of a sudden it happens,
yeah.
You're just so grateful. I was so, so grateful to be set free. And we'll just talk about in this instance, just from a lot of legalistic thinking, you know, one day I was saved and another day I wasn't. In 2 days I felt like I was saved and then 3 days later I wasn't.
Yeah.
That, talking about the way Paul was talking about him not doing what he wanted to do and then he did it and then he didn't want to do it. That's the way I felt about my salvation.
Right.
And it's craziness. It is total craziness. And so with Christ, you know, I'm stable. Anybody listening, you feel unstable and you're thinking like that, you don't have to live that way.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the power that we have available to us if we'll just, you know, stop trying to do everything ourselves.
Well, listen to what Paul says in Romans 7:21 through 25.
Okay.
Kind of answering, you know, what we're talking about here. I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart. But there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God, the answer is in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honey, tell us what you're thinking.
Our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law. But because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the podcast for today. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes. Yeah. And where I'm so driven in my walk with the Lord that I want everybody to experience.
Yeah.
Is all of this, and also experiencing God daily.
Mm-hmm.
And I want so much, especially to women, because we overthink so much. And let's just say right now, we're overthinking, we're worried about the new year. Whatever the topic is, whatever it is, when we focus on that, whoever it is, whatever it is, you know, and you're not tapping into his power, he is all around us all the time. And I want so much for people to stay on fire on the inside by putting out their fires on the outside. Meaning whatever it is that's worn for your attention, for your thoughts, whatever trouble's going on, do the best that you can in your ability with God's help, of course, and get those fires put out in your life
so that you
can stay on fire inside, that fire within you can continue to be ablaze because you're so in tune with what God's doing all the time.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. And that's where I want so much for everybody listening. And if you miss God, he's going to find you. Don't even go there. But hey, I want it all, honey. I want him all the time.
Yeah.
And you know, you and I try real hard to get things taken care of so it's not warring for our thoughts and for our attention so we can stay focusing onward with what, you know, he has for us to do. Not just in the ministry, but in anything.
That's right.
Because I lived my life for so many years being so fixated on what I just said, my salvation.
Yeah.
Because I had such a religious, wrong mindset. And just to be free from that alone has deepened my walk with the Lord, you know, because I'm secure now.
Yeah.
So anybody that knows me and listens to me, I want everyone to just realize God is around you all the time, every day. He speaks to you all the time.
That's right. You know, exactly what Teresa's saying, you know, just wanting him in your in with you at all times.
Knowing, having that awareness.
What having that desire, because, you know, the Bible tells us, as Billy Graham used to say, the Bible says, God knows the desires of your heart. If you desire to please him and you fall short, what he looks at is what was your desire.
Motive. He's always about motive.
And I really want to speak to you listeners today about this. God loves you. Period. He wants the best for you. He wants to give you that strength. We all are dysfunctional in some ways. Okay? But as Teresa said, he wants to take the dis out of dysfunctional, and he wants to make you functional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And keep going forward. If you fall down, join the club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I know somebody that's going to pick you up. I know someone who died on the cross for us. I know someone who loves you and me. And his name is Jesus. So if you want that power to live your life the way God wants you to, if you want to tap into that power, then you know what? The first thing you need to do is give your life to Jesus. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, John 14:6 says it very clearly. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one. There's no debate on that. Okay? It's right there in red letters, and Jesus said it. So if you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you thought you had, and you're listening to this podcast right now, and you're going, man, I have no power whatsoever. I walk around all day beating myself up because I can't do things right. Well, God loves you. He died for us, even though we're sinners. So if you'd like to give your life to Christ today and start tapping into that power, well, please pray this prayer with us. And please know that you're saved and your life is about to begin again. So please pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, today I give you my mind, my heart, and my soul so I can tap into that power named Jesus. And it's in your powerful name we pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer of salvation, we're so happy for you and your family and everyone involved. I tell you, you're going to start living it up and you're going to start beginning again. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, the old is gone, the new has come. That's not just right now. That's every single day. So if you mess up today, guess what? You get a do-over tomorrow. Okay? So listen.
That's what salvation is all about.
That's exactly right.
Starting over, beginning again.
That's right. I mean, if I had to work for my salvation, I hate to say this, but I'd burn in hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So thank goodness, by the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ, we are saved. And we want to do good, like Paul says, because of what he's done for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for sharing your Monday with us. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow. So until then, keep living it up.
While beginning again.